Welcome to Hold On Tightly. My name is Hunter. I'm a 21-year-old and chubby as fuck, and I don't know the definition of stop eating so much. And this is my lovely co-host. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Taylor. I'm 22, and I also don't know how to stop eating.
That's why we're perfect for each other. Also, that's why she's my fiance, because she feeds me food and I don't complain. Anyways, favorite food, just to begin with, what is it? Go.
Taco Bell. Definitely. Number one.
I would not say Taco Bell. I think it's fucking disgusting. I think that they cook the rats that they have in their kitchen. And basically, they should just quit and, you know, destroy all the franchises of Taco Bell.
I don't believe that. You know, I've seen them. Yeah, stuff comes in bags. They're all frozen. They're all, you know, preheated. That's every fast food. You gotta know what you're getting into. It just tastes fucking good.
I'm sorry, but, like, if you're literally gonna shit right as soon as you're eating, like, you might as well sit on the fucking toilet and eat, because once you take one bite, it's coming right out of you.
That's just your stomach. Mine is, like, a freaking metal chamber that can hold in some shit.
Your stomach holds in shit? That's not helping.
Yes, I've actually had an issue as a kid that I could not take a shit, so.
And now you're full of it.
Exactly.
Could you imagine that?
Oh, I know, right?
Anyways, I would have to say my top fast food place would probably have to be, I don't know, that's actually a tough one. I like so fucking much.
You like children food. Like, I like the kids menu.
Well, fuck yeah. If I go to McDonald's, I want the fucking kids meal. I want that toy.
I'm so surprised when you say, yeah, I just want a normal cheeseburger and fries. And not be like, hey, I want the Happy Meal.
I do want the Happy Meal sometimes. But, you know, 21 years old, you can't really. I mean, you could order the Happy Meal. But then when you get up to the drive-thru, they kind of look at you weird when you have no kids in the backseat or anything like that. So it kind of, you know, brings out the weirdness.
Yeah, but do you think it was weird when we were at the restaurant with my grandparents and my dad? And you said, can I order off the kids menu?
Well, that's because I don't like fucking Mexican food. When I don't, I think it's disgusting. Like, there's certain things, like Mexican I'll eat, but other than that, like, it's basically just shit on a tortilla.
You know, I'm gonna agree when it comes to authentic, Mexican. It's hard. You have to get a good restaurant.
Like, when we were down in South Carolina, that place was actually really fucking good. Granted, I got wings, but the wings were fucking delicioso, you know? They were good. And then, that and, like, down there, the queso dip was a lot better.
Actual queso dip.
Yeah, it was actually really good. And, like, the one up here, that the restaurant that we went to, where it was just, like, Play-Doh on a fucking plate.
Yeah, chunky cheese.
It was fucking nasty as shit.
Curdled cheese and green stuff, yeah. Yeah, I honestly could not touch that. I'm surprised you and my sister ate that stuff.
I just think it's fucking disgusting. Like, I don't really give a fuck for Mexican food. Like, same with, like, Chinese buffets and Japanese buffets. I don't care for them. They make me sick to my stomach.
I am going to have to agree with you there.
Anyways, but I'd rather just, you know, eat what I know I like and not have to try anything new, because it's just, if I know I like it, I'm not going to complain about
that's
it.
That's your problem, though. You're so limited, and you talk about me being so limited, but that's only because I don't eat steak or, like, pork chops. I'm a person that likes just chicken and turkey, but everything else, I love
but
vegetables.
But there's so much that you're missing out from. And, like, you're not only that type of person, because you eat fucking Taco Bell all the time, and Taco Bell is hamburger, and, you know, like, you don't get a chicken burrito or anything like that. It's, you just, like, you'll eat it, but you won't eat, like, a cheeseburger. You won't eat a fucking sirloin steak. You don't, it's weird how you are about it.
Okay, but this is the reason. It's how it's cooked and the flavors that are put into it. And textures. You have a texture issue. For me, I can't chew steak.
But mine's
so
more like,
chewy.
Mine's more like dumping or putting fucking a hot dog bun in water and then eating
that. That is so gross.
That's what it's like, though. Like, it's only that type of texture thing. Like, when we had the scallops.
Wow, you actually got the name
I got it right. I kept calling it fucking scallions, and then I realized that those are like green tail onions and shit like that. But I had a scallop down at, I forgot the name of it because it was so disgusting. I didn't want to remember it after. But it was a Japanese buffet in South Carolina. And or it was like an American...
It was a chain restaurant.
It was nasty as fuck. That's what it was.
It's a great restaurant, to be honest. He is just being picky. He didn't want like that type of food, which is fine.
I'm not being picky. I just don't really care for the fact that it was like there was fucking octopus and all that. Like, I get the point of it, but like if it... It was supposed to be like an Asian buffet / American food, and it wasn't.
No, it's a seafood place.
Well, it was fucking disgusting. That's what it was. Like, they should literally be underwater themselves, just drowning with all the fucking people.
People really like that stuff, and they have good quality food there.
Yeah, that they pick out of the fucking garbage and then recook. Yeah, that's great food. You know, to a homeless person, maybe.
Well, hey, don't get me started. With your father's restaurant, well, cafeteria. I want to say cafeteria. The guy that cooks there thinks he's top chef. He totally cooks dog food.
I totally agree with you, actually. I've had dog biscuits before, and those are better than half the shit that I've tried that he's made. I totally agree with you 100%. Like, this guy that is a line cook, basically, for my dad, he thinks that he's, like, the next Chef Ramsay, and really, he's, like... I've burnt fucking water before cooking. And the smell of the burnt pan smelled better than 98% of the food that he fucking makes. Which is very, very sad and, like, you're shameful on him.
Well, his food looks like it's been regurgitated half the time.
No, that actually looks better, to be honest with you. I'd rather eat regurgitated food.
No, I'm saying that's what it looks like sometimes, like... That, what was it? That was smothered with, like, gravy and everything. It
looked the meatloaf?
Probably.
That was fucking disgusting.
If you can call that meatloaf.
I don't call it meatloaf. I call it something, like, he threw it in the garbage because he fucked up and then he was like, oh, no, I don't have time to do anything else. And pulled it back out and it was just like, it's a fucking shame that my dad has hired that guy. Like, overall, he's not the worst guy in the world, but he's creepy, he can't cook, and honestly, I'd rather just fucking punch him in the face, but can't do that.
You know what I want to talk about? It's shameful.
What?
This morning was shameful.
Oh my God, get over it.
I woke up, made sure that it was a good enough time for me to cook a bomb-ass breakfast for him and everything. So, like, when he actually had to get up and get ready, the food be ready for him, nice and fresh. And I'm like, I gotta make sure I make it just the way he likes it. And I did. It took my time. It was the best thing I've actually made in years. And I tell you what, he says, no, I don't want breakfast. And then dares to drink a little milkshake protein thing.
It was a
and
breakfast.
And he hit that freaking, his father's chef, fries that are so... bad.
But he doesn't have to cook them. He throws them in the fucking deep fryer and that's it. And in my defense, I slept like shit. Yeah, I get you slept like shit too, but you can't fall back asleep. I could have fell back asleep. I wanted to fucking sleep. I still had an hour or so to sleep.
But what y'all, what do you guys think? Would you be upset if you slaved over a hot stove and you actually made something that came out so good and your fiance or boyfriend, girlfriend refuses to eat it, but then
the
goes
time,
over and says, you want to go to Dunkin'? Or like,
jokingly. I did not mean it like seriously.
Or
and
goes and eats these shitty ass fries from that shitty ass line cook. I mean, come on.
Come on. Anyways, I did not ask for you to make me breakfast.
No, I did something nice.
Yeah, but I didn't ask. I could see if I asked and then, you know, I fell back asleep and I was like, no, I don't want it. And you did that for me. I understand that. But when I didn't ask, like, I was just like, I didn't want breakfast. I wanted to sleep. That's basically all.
But you still had to get up by the time that I really made the stuff. That was
yes.
All the time.
But I wanted to sleep as long as I could.
5 minutes extra.
No, it wasn't 5 minutes extra. I fell back asleep probably like 7:55, so 10 minutes after I woke up.
Well, no, when I made the breakfast, I started around 8 o'clock. But when I got done, it was almost 9 o'clock.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I fell asleep at, like, 8 o'clock. And I slept until about 9:20. I just wanted to sleep. That was an extra hour and 20 minutes that I got to sleep instead of having to get up and eat and, like, get ready early and then just do nothing for, you know, 45 minutes because everything that I do in the morning is done. I literally get up, take a shower, drink my breakfast thing, and I'm out the door. That's basically, yeah, I get everything I need to do. Everything I usually do, I get done in, like, 25, 30 minutes.
Well, like we said, we'll pass, let that go.
Yeah.
But don't let that happen.
We tonight. Actually won't let that go. She'll bring it up later tonight.
No, we've
ran. Sorry, you're not getting dinner because you didn't want my bomb-ass breakfast that I made.
We ran this dry. So what happened to your other co-host? I wasn't actually supposed to be on here today. I was actually fired, as he would say.
She wasn't fired. So basically, the whole situation is
situation
is that I brought it up because I wanted to do one with my cousin, who is not here because the dumbass forgot that it was his girlfriend's birthday today. And he said that he would come over and record this episode with me. And so basically, he texted me like an hour or so before I was supposed to go pick him up and come back here to record. But when I brought up to Taylor that I wanted to do it with Andrew, she got a little butthurt, so I told her that I would do
it. Butthurt? I was more like, why you asked me?
It was a little bit butthurt, though. Like, you were butthurt that I would rather do it with Andrew than do it with my fiance, which I understood, which I was willing to do two different podcasts. One with him where I can be unfiltered and uncut, and one with you where we talk about, like,
Jesus, as he would say. Jesus.
Well, we talk about Jesus and the Christ above us. But no, like, you just talk about, like, why do guys think certain ways and why do girls think certain ways when, you know, their significant other does something. You know, like, that was a good idea. I was willing to do both of those. And her and I got in an argument about it. And basically she was like, I don't care. And then I got home today and I asked her, I was like, hey, do you want to go record the podcast with me?
And I basically said, which is no. But here I am.
Because she loves me. But I think that she's actually enjoying herself right now.
Well, I'm pretty sure I am running the show.
I don't think you're running the show.
I'm pretty sure I am. I've slid into each conversation.
Yeah, but I think my name's on everything. So I think I run the show.
I just
show.
Don't think you have the skills continue. Like, I told you don't have communication skills like that. Like, you don't have conversation skills. Where you can talk about one thing and slide into. I know, but you've got to be able to slide into another conversation. I am smooth as fuck. I mean, come on, man. No one wants to just hear.
You're as smooth as a guy with an afro.
How rude.
But.
Don't talk about that stuff.
Oh my god. But I don't want to hear you talk about how smooth because.
I'm sorry I didn't shave my legs today.
I have to shave mine too. My hair looking like fucking Sasquatch over here. Same with my
Do you
feet.
Mean your legs or your toes?
My fucking toes are hairy as shit.
They have their own toupee, okay?
Yeah, they do. You want to wear it?
Oh, God, no. I hate
And feet. You want to talk about toes, motherfucker?
Fuck, you don't even.
This motherfucker has little.
Can I just say, before you continue?
Pinchers of, like. Like, if you look at a lobster, how they have the pinchers or a crab, they're like that. They're so fucking weird. But, so every time, like, I'll throw my hands up and, like, pinching, like, imitations to just mock her toes because they're so weird.
But first of all, we found out it's actually a genetic disformity.
Well, it's deformed, all right.
You know, it's not like I had chosen my feet. I hate feet, first of all. I hate my feet the most. I don't want people touching, don't want people looking. I hate them so much. And you're lucky the fact that I touch your feet. I legit have a phobia of feet. Like, I don't like it.
That is. I don't know.
Yes, I call my toes Ninja Turtle feet and all that stuff. I make fun of myself.
But, alright. Well,
look up sandal. Was it sandal foot or sandal toe? It's a disformity, it's not extreme either.
Look up crab pinchers. then you'll know what her toes look like.
But other than it's just like, because there's a space between my big toe and my small toes. But other than that, my toes are normal.
Space? There's a whole fucking property between your toes. What are you talking about?
Fuck you.
There's a fucking suburb right there.
That's where people can take a U-turn and get the hell out of there.
Talk about the fork in the road. You won't fucking get out of that. Holy shit. It's
fucking ditch. Sinkhole.
Sinkhole isn't even part of that.
Don't even.
That's a fucking black hole. Okay. I think we got off topic a little bit.
That's alright.
But, alright, well, that's the end of this episode. Catch us next week on another episode of Hold On Tightly.